So big news coming out of the entertainment world is that Bill Cosby will not let this die. And it's interesting because I listened to my conservative radio friends, whether it's Mark Levin or Rausch Limbaugh or Dennis Prager or Hugh Hewitt. I listen to them. And the debate that's going on right now is millennials, and will they comprehend the Bill Clinton affairs and sex assaults from the 90s? That's a big debate. Because it's not just the Monica Lewinsky situation. It's not just that. It's Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick. It's a host of other women that were assaulted. I mean, one case was actually settled. Clinton settled a sexual harassment case. So the debate that is going on is if the millennials, people like my girlfriend, will A, care, and B, comprehend all the things that Bill Clinton did that wasn't the Monica Lewinsky situation. Because even Monica Lewinsky situation has been very whitewashed by state-run media. You know, they act like Monica Lewinsky was an intern for Google, and she happened to be at the White House one day on a mission from Google to talk about wiring the White House with free internet, and then fell in love with Bill Clinton and they had an affair. And that wasn't the case. She was an intern. She was someone who worked at the White House. She was involved with the White House. No different than a mail clerk or a janitor working at Yahoo or Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg strolling down the hall looking at the mail clerk and basically saying, "Hey, I'd like to make you lucky." The mail clerk gonna do? So the debate is, do millennials care? Do they understand? Will they care? Will they understand? And the culture that we are in right now, what's going to come out of the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, the situations that happened that was basically swept under the rug by state-run media? And I know state-run media is going to try to sweep as much as they can about the Bill Clinton past under the rug like they did when it happened, just like you saw and heard Guthrie yesterday, Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show call the Monica Lewinsky scandal an alleged affair. when she was talking to Donald Trump, she said an alleged affair. And Donald Trump corrected her. And if you heard the tape, it's pretty astonishing because it's like she got corrected and tried to move on from the correction. She knew she was caught. It was like state media told her, this is what you have to say. No different than when Don Lemon cut the guy's mic off who kept bringing it up. And Don Lemon didn't want any part of Bill Clinton's past being brought on the Don Lemon show. Someone was screaming in his ear, cut his mic off, cut his mic off. So when Guntree was saying the alleged, and Donald Trump was saying alleged, you're talking about alleged. Happened. He made, yeah, it happened. He admitted it. Yeah. Well, then why are you saying alleged? No, yeah. So the affair, I mean, she just bull rushed through it. Like, yeah, I know I sound stupid, but that's what they're telling me to say. I have my marching orders. So as much as the media is going to try to bury it, I do think millennials will care. I think if the information can get out there, I think if millennials read somewhere, like I said, state-run media controls everything. And all the websites and all the TV channels that millennials watch are controlled by state-run media. Millennials go to Huffington Post. That's controlled by state-run media. Millennials go to Vox. That's controlled by state-run media. Millennials go to BuzzFeed. That's controlled by state-run media. Millennials go to Gawker. That's controlled by state-run media. Millennials watch E. That's controlled by state-run media. Millennials watch NBC. That's controlled by state-run media. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be extremely tough. But I think if the information can get out there, millennials will care, and it will make a difference. This whole Bill Cosby situation has only gotten where it's gotten because millennials care. Because these women who were raped or allegedly raped, as Guntree would put it, are all older women. They came out and shared their stories because millennials cared. Millennials said, oh my God, it's horrible. You were raped when you were my age? Oh my God, you didn't say anything? Why, the climate? Oh my God, the climate was different? Oh my God, that's horrible. No means no. Even if it's your husband, no means no. Hell, a few weeks ago, we seen a huge controversy, big story, because two porn stars were engaged in sex, and the one porn star said no. And the other porn star kept having sex with the girl. And she deemed it rape because no means no. Women have boundaries. You can't cross those boundaries. So the only reason the Bill Cosby charges were filed today and even saw the light was because millennials said to these 50, 60, some 70-year-old women, we believe you. What he did was wrong, and you need to stand up and speak out, and we will support you. We will tweet support. We will Instagram support. We will go on all of our millennial websites and demand action. All of us girls that graduated from these various colleges with women's studies degrees, whatever the hell that is, we will make sure you will not be silenced. And so you now have Bill Cosby being charged with drugging and sexually assaulting a woman 12 years ago. The former Temple University employee, Andrea Constant, and the charges that he gave her pills and wine, and he penetrated her with his fingers without her consent while she was drifting in and out of consciousness. It was his fingers, not a cigar, a la Bill Clinton. And not seducing her with pills and wine, but seducing her with power and fear that that power could hurt her. I mean, what Bill Clinton did is no different than what Bill Cosby did. You have women saying Bill Cosby, he was like my mentor. He was my boss. He was the star of the Cosby Show. He said he would make me a star. He said he wanted to interview me. He wanted to make me the next Claire Huxtable or Rudy Huxtable. So I went to his house. He gave me some drinks. Before I knew it, he was penetrating me with his fingers. I mean, this entire situation is Bill Clinton. But state-run media buried the Bill Clinton scandals, the Bill Clinton sexual assaults. State-run media made sure that the narrative was, oh, what? He fell in love with a 22-year-old intern at Google or Yahoo or Pac Bell. And they loved each other. And then Clinton realized that his marriage was more important than this midlife crisis he went through. He broke it off, went back to his beautiful wife, Hillary, and lived happily ever after. I mean, that was the narrative. That was the narrative. But if you listen to what Bill Cosby did, when you listen to the things that these girls have to say that Bill Cosby did to them, it's so Bill Clinton. The pattern of a sexual predator. That's what Bill Clinton is. A sexual predator. And listen, once sexual predator, always a sexual predator. Let's face it. When Bill Clinton went on 60 Minutes with Steve Kropp and Hillary Clinton sat next to him, and they came out and said, yeah, Bill Clinton was unfaithful to me. Yes, my husband, Bill, was unfaithful to me in the past. We had a problem in our marriage, just like all husband and wives do. but we got through it, and our marriage is stronger because of it. And then Bill Clinton said, I made mistakes, but I'm a bad person, and I won't do that. Well, Monica Lewinsky happened many, many, many years later. There is a pattern. He's a sexual predator. And there were other instances besides a Jennifer Flowers or Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey. This wasn't one indiscretion. This wasn't one affair. These were things that happened in the past that was told to Steve Kropp was a slip-up. You're not so out of the ordinary husband and wife slip-up. But that's not the case, because many years later, this mistake that supposedly only happened one time happened again in the White House, flexing his power over somebody much, much, much weaker than not just him, but a chief of staff member. I mean, an intern. You can't get weaker than an intern. Technically, an intern is somebody who works for free. And Bill Cosby is the same as Bill Clinton. Bill Cosby has a history from this girl to that girl to this girl to that girl. And think about it. The things that transpired that got us to this point, magazine covers, putting the women that accused Bill Cosby on the cover, and then having an empty chair that says, you know, who's next, or, you know, are you one of them? Whatever. Imagine if they put out a magazine cover doing the same thing to Bill Clinton and having Kathleen Willey, Paul Jones, Juanita Broderick, Monica Lewinsky, all these women sitting in these chairs. So the millennials are the ones that drove the Bill Cosby story. Now, will this happen with Bill Clinton? Probably not. Because in order for the millennials to drive the story, state-run media had to give them the platform. State-run media had to give them the forum to support and drive the story of all these women who were raped. No means no. Women need to stand together. It's about boundaries and so forth and so on. The NBCs, Huff Posts, the Voxes, BuzzFeeds, Gawkers, Yahoo. All of these places gave the millennials a platform to drive this story. And they're not going to give the platform to drive the Bill Clinton story. And Don Lemon at CNN has shown he is not going to drive the story. Samantha Guthrie, Today Show NBC, showed she's not going to drive the story. And next week, when all the regular hosts, rather it's Wolfie Blitzer, or rather it's Rachel Maddow, rather it's Chris Matthews, rather it's Jake Tapper, rather it's Andrea Mitchell, no one is going to drive the narrative of Bill Clinton. They're not going to bring up Paula Jones. They're not going to bring up Catherine Willey. They're not going to bring up Juanita Broderick. They're not going to bring up any of those cases. And if they talk about Bill Clinton's past, it will be Monica Lewinsky, and it will be framed as a loving, consensual affair between two adults, and the White House and the power of the presidency and the being an intern. None of that will play in to what they will say. It will just be, oh, the president met some woman from a different company and they start a relationship, and hey, it happens. Happens to the best of couples. So what's the big deal? But if the millennials got the proper information and they got a platform, they would care about the Bill Clinton situation. They would care about Bill Clinton's past. And it would be a huge situation in the campaign. When you have Hillary Clinton playing that woman's card, and you actually have individuals on the left claim they don't know what that means. I've watched this Putz, Joy Reid, who fills in for Chris Matthews, go, what does that mean? Women's card. What does that mean? That's so silly. Chris Matthews has even said it. The women's card. What does that mean? What does that mean? When Hillary Clinton, on more than one occasion, has talked about being president and electing her to be president strictly and solely based on the fact that having the first woman president is a great thing, is a historic thing, and is the right thing. That's the woman card. And Hillary Clinton has used that card. And it's funny, until Donald Trump brought it up and the right has kind of ratcheted up the Hillary Clinton playing the woman's card, you had the left saying, good for her. She's playing the woman's card now. good for her. She didn't use her gender back in 08 running against Obama. Her people told her not to use that. Don't run using electing a woman is a reason. Good for her. She's now using gender. I mean, the left was all into what the woman's card meant. But it wasn't until Donald Trump started hammering it, started picking holes into the concept of vote for me, I'm a woman. That the left started going, what is the woman's card? What does that mean? What is that? We all know what that is. And Hillary Clinton is using it like never before. And I think if the millennials knew the Bill Clinton situation and they were able to voice their opinion after they got all the facts, it'd be a game changer. Because Hillary Clinton is not this icon. She's not this, oh, I did all of this without a man. Hillary Clinton is an enabler. Hillary Clinton has gotten where she's gotten because of a man. That's a fact. And as much as the left wants to push back against that concept, they know it's true. And when they get backed into a corner, they even admit that she's only where she is because her husband was the president of the United States. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Bill Cosby is Bill Clinton. Bill Cosby is Bill Clinton. State-run media will just never, ever let what happened to Bill Cosby happen to Bill Clinton. But if the millennials knew the fact, they would go after Bill Clinton just like they went after Bill Cosby. Because the only reason Bill Cosby is going through what he's going through is because of the millennials. End of story.